Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, your regular dive into the brave new world of sound money and its positive effect on human existence.
Very profound, John. Today we are tackling two heavy hitters in the world of financial and societal prognostication. They're less flying cars and more who owns your digital soul.
Exactly. We're looking at the big print versus the great taking. First, let's take a look at the big print, otherwise known as the optimization matrix.
Yes, the big print isn't one specific book or guy. It's more an emergent thesis about the path of hyper-digitalization and central planning. Think The Matrix, but more mundane and harder to escape because you actually signed up for it when you first logged onto the internet.
Wow, deep. So wait, is it a legal term, like the fine print?
It's more like a metaphor for the fine print. The premise is that as our lives move completely online, from our money to our social status, the institutions that run these digital platforms are optimizing the entire system through automated rules. You, me, everyone is essentially governed by algorithms that we don't understand and didn't vote on. It's the centralization of power through ubiquitous digital management.
Okay, so how does that affect the future specifically?
Picture a world where your credit score isn't just for loans. It's a social optimization score. It's automated social and financial engineering. You get restricted from services or travel if you interact with the wrong people, buy the wrong things, or even have the wrong political opinions, all enforced automatically by the big print of the user agreements we are forced to accept to function in society.
That is bleak. Who are the good guys?
In this theory, nobody. The system is the antagonist. The optimization itself is the trap. The only escape is opting out entirely, which is increasingly difficult.
A digital cage. Okay, hold that thought. Let's pivot to the second theory, which is less about optimization and more about, well, a heist. Tell us about the great taking.
Okay, the other perspective is the great taking, the collateral heist. This one is a very specific theory. It comes from a book published in 2023 by a former hedge fund manager named David Rogers Webb. The book is titled The Great Taking.
A hedge fund guy? Usually they're the ones doing the taking, aren't they?
Exactly. Webb says he's blowing the whistle from the inside. His argument is that the concept of ownership of financial assets has been quietly redefined over the last several decades, especially regarding securities like stocks and bonds held in custodial accounts, like your pension fund or 401k.
Wait, so I don't own my stocks? My name's on the account.
Webb argues that legally, you only have an entitlement to those assets. The real secured holders of the title are a protected class of central clearinghouses and massive banks. He points to changes in legal codes, specifically the Uniform Commercial Code in the U.S. and similar legal harmonization globally.
Harmonization sounds friendly, like a choir.
In this context, Webb says it's about making sure that in the event of a global systemic collapse, which he believes is planned, your assets are automatically seized as collateral to save the derivatives complex run by this protected class. Basically, your stocks are secretly pledged as collateral for someone else's gambling debts.
He believes it's planned, so this is a conspiracy theory?
It's often categorized as one. Webb argues this is an intentional, long-planned scheme to subject humanity by stripping all private property rights executed through private central banks that have controlled money creation and therefore governments for a long time. You will own nothing and be happy.
Okay, so what is the upshot?
Okay, let's bring them together. How are these two theories different in their final vision? In the end, they are remarkably compatible, but the mechanism is different. The big print is a slow, creeping technological chokehold. It's about being optimized out of your agency through automated bureaucratic cage. It steals your freedom through algorithms and convenience. Over 25 years into the world of social media, most can identify with this in 2026. The great taking is a definitive, violent event. A financial shock and awe campaign. It steals your wealth through legal sleight of hand during a crisis. Again, for those who have studied the effects of monetary science since 1970, get this. In fact, we may well be living through this shift right now as the powers that be work to weaken the petrodollar in real time.
So, the big print wants me compliant, the great taking just wants me broke.
In the big print, the system is the master. In the great taking, there are human architects who seek to become masters by seizing physical control of the real world's property, land, resources, factories, energy, after the financial system implodes and ordinary people discover they own nothing but digital entitlements.
Well, on that note, what can the average person do?
I don't think you will be surprised to hear the only way out we are currently aware of is sound money, be that in physical metal or Bitcoin. As long as the modern fiat system exists, the technological industrial complex and the financial industrial complex will have the ability to manipulate ordinary people into either a great taking or a big print. The only defense is to own your money, while both these scenarios play out. Our goal is to come out the other side with assets intact and ready for whatever the next currency looks like.
That's for sure. As ever, the DBM community are way ahead of the curve, not only in recognizing today's topic, but also in already being prepared as the world evolves into its next epoch. Fast track your ability to act on this knowledge via the DBM Wealth Builder Series, a sequence of 12 15-minute bite-sized modules designed to take you through the steps from realization, education, and application. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.